This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, in just a moment about how to prevent your pet from being stolen right from under your nose. But first, a husband films his pregnant wife calmly giving birth and delivering a 10-pound baby in the car as they rush to the hospital. The man was driving to the birthing center, and they were stuck in traffic for more than an hour, so the man decided to film his wife while he drove. They didn't make it, and the wife gave birth to a 10-pound baby boy in the passenger seat, and it was all caught on video. They finally made it to the birthing center, and both mom and baby are doing just great. Curvy women are more sensitive to pain than other women. Researchers timed men and women as they held one hand in a bath of uncomfortably cold water. They were also asked how much pain they were in, and video cameras taped their facial expressions. They found that curvy women felt the most pain, while broad-shouldered men can withstand more pain. The researchers say sensitivity to pain is a sign of vulnerability, and this helps make the curvy women more attractive to potential mates. Did you see the video of the world champion surfer stopping a shark from attacking him by punching the beast in the back? Surfing legend Mick Fanning fought off the animal during the final round of the J Bay Open in South Africa. He described the moment he realized the shark was behind him as terrifying, saying, "I was waiting for the teeth to come at me." Footage released by the World Surf League shows the shark's fin rose from the water before following Fanning as he paddled out of the shallows. The three-time world champion was knocked off his board before he tried to use it as a shield to keep the shark from biting him. The clip ends with officials hauling him into a rescue boat. Spending time with pets reduces stress and is good for your well-being. Researchers found that petting your cat or playing with your dog can cause the release of the happy hormone oxytocin. The hormone boost can help relieve stress and lower your heart rate. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate. She's here every week with great advice and interesting topics. Anne-Marie, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. Great to be back.
And you want to talk about pets, how to keep them safe, and why they get stolen so often. I didn't realize this was such a big problem.
It is, and I think it always has been a big problem, but because of recent technology and social media, so with video and security cameras, people have a lot of video security out there. We're seeing dogs being stolen right out of people's front yards. And of course, stores have surveillance out in front of their store, and we're seeing people walk up where a dog has been tied out front of a store and taken right there. And it only takes a matter of a few seconds. You know, people, I used to get so upset when I was an animal cop in New York City, and people would walk into the grocery store or the deli and they would tie their dog outside and they would go in for several minutes or even longer and they would go shopping and their dog would be waiting on the sidewalk tied. Now, how vulnerable is that dog in that position? And my partner Joanne and I used to, we see it, we used to stand there and wait for the people to come out and we used to time it. And we'd say, you know, your dog has been out here while you're inside the store and that's very dangerous. Do you know what can happen to your dog? Someone could steal your dog and something horrible could happen to your dog as a result. And the people would always be like, oh, it was just for a minute. And we'd be like, no, it wasn't just a minute. It was 15 minutes. And it only takes a few seconds for someone to walk up who has criminal intent and take your dog. And who knows what can happen to your dog. Some dogs are sold online. There's a trend where people are stealing pets out of yards and in front of stores, and they want to sell them for a quick buck on Craigslist. So they hold your dog ransom. We've heard of that. We've heard of dogs being stolen and sold to laboratories that end up overseas where they're used in laboratory experiments. It's illegal in the United States, but it still happens. We've heard of dogs being stolen for bait dogs to be used as bait dogs in dog fighting rings across the country where dogs have actually been stolen and the people have gotten their dogs back with bite marks all over them. Their microchip has been removed. And it's just a horrible thought that your pet could go missing when there are very simple things you can do to keep your pet safe.
Such as?
Well, never, ever, ever leave your dog unattended in your yard or anywhere else you might go with your dog. In the car, never leave your dog unattended in the car unless the car is locked. And, of course, you wouldn't let your dog stay in a car, a locked car, in the heat, you know, this summer. So try and keep your dog home if you can. I know people like to travel with their pets, and that's great, but think about the safety of your pet first and what can happen if you do leave them unattended. Never leave them alone in the front yard. It takes about a second for someone to walk by, look at your dog, dog, pick the dog up and be gone before you even realize it. You have to monitor your pets. They're even less secure than children. Children will yell out, maybe, hopefully they would yell out or someone would see something. A pet, they just disappear and you never hear or see them again. And that would be devastating to someone who treats their pets like family. And if you do treat your pet like family, keep them monitored and keep them safe. You know, if you take them to a dog park, make sure that they have all of the correct identification. There's actually this new app out there that I've just discovered, and it's been around for about 2 years. It's called Finding Rover. And what it does, it uses facial recognition technology to reunite lost dogs, and soon cats. They're putting one together for lost kitties, too. It reunites pets with their owners, capturing all of the pet's facial features from a photo. So what you do is you upload a photo to Finding Rover, and the shelter, local shelter, rescue group, veterinarians also can join. It's free, and there's a database. So say your pet goes missing, and there's a picture of your pet on this app. So now the alert goes out, and shelters will then upload their lost dogs, and using facial recognition, it can reunite your lost dog and a found dog. So if it's in the database, it's a quicker way to find your pet. And you should never wait to report your dog missing. If your dog or cat goes missing, don't wait and say, ooh, they'll come back, or I don't know what happened, we'll see what happens, let's wait and see. Don't wait. Time is of the essence when a pet goes missing. Call your shelter right away. Even call your local police department if you have a small police department, just so they know that there's been a theft or your dog is missing. Because theft of an animal is against the law. Animals under the law all over the United States are considered property. So it is a theft, and it should be reported, and the police should investigate. So you really have to get on it right away. Put posters up, get on all of the sites where they can reunite pets, go on Facebook, put the alert out right away. If you're on Twitter, every day Twitter has lost dogs alerts going out all over the place. Get your dog's picture or your cat's picture out as soon as possible.
If you have an old picture of your dog when he was a puppy, it's not going to be of much help, so you have to have an up-to-date picture just like you do with children, right?
That's a great point. Yes, everybody has a cell phone now. Most people have iPhones or Androids. Always have an up-to-date photo of your dog with their information, with your vet's information, and really just be aware that there are people out there who will hurt your pets, take your pets. It's not just about pets going, being lost and roaming a neighborhood. It's about people actually physically going onto your property or in your car or to a store and physically removing your pet. Think about that. That is horrible, not only for you, but also for the pet. I mean, who knows what can happen to them? And I know that, you know, my husband and I are very, very careful about our pets. We don't take them anywhere unless it's to a dog event, because we don't want to put them in a situation where we would ever have to leave them for a moment. I don't take them shopping with me unless they fit in a small bag. I know I have done that in the past, like a tiny dog. I might put them in a bag and go into the store quickly. But, you know, we always are on guard. If they're in the yard, we're watching. We always never leave them unattended outside. So really, just safeguard your pets. They're so precious to us, and you don't want to see them, you know, missing and, you know, wondering what happens to them.
Now, is there one story that sticks in your mind when you were doing this SPCA enforcement in New York City about an animal that went missing and then turned out that they were in some dire situation?
You know, we didn't deal with that as much because we weren't the police department. We dealt with cruelty to animals in terms of people physically abusing them or neglecting them. That really fell under the police department's realm because, again, they're considered property. It's something I wish I could have done and been a true pet detective, because who doesn't want to search out people who steal pets? I mean, that's certainly something I've always thought about pursuing in the future. But, you know, our office used to be, first it was in Manhattan for many years, and then it was in Long Island City, Queens, which is a new up-and-coming trendy area where everybody has small dogs. And there was a great grocery store out there. And every day, if we had lunch there, I would sit outside and I would watch client after client after client go into the store and leave their dog outside. I have countless interactions with people, just educating them about how how quickly your dog can disappear. I never recommend that someone try and play a trick on somebody and take their dog and, you know, show them how quickly it can happen. That's just devastating and against the law. You can't steal somebody's pet just to prove or teach somebody a lesson. But I certainly stood out there many, many times and, you know, gave people an earful, and not in a mean way, really just in an instruction way, because nobody wants to be, you know, lectured where they feel like they're being, you know, spoken to in that manner. You know, just be kind and just tell people that, you know, this really is a serious issue and it does happen. And I just want to say, you know, encourage local shelters and your veterinarians and rescue groups to join something like Finding Rover, where they are in the database. It's free. And I stress that again, there are some out there that you have to have there's a surcharge every year, which are fine too. And there's a lot of lost pet companies out there that do this sort of thing. But this one is really, really promising. And I think it will save a lot of pets' lives and reunite a lot of lost pets with their owners. Finding Rover.
All right. And I'm sure you're going to tweet about this.
I shall.
Anne Marie _Lucas on Twitter. You can follow her. And we thank you so much for your input.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
And with Anne Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Pro Bowl running back ran for 11,000 yards and had another 4,000 receiving in a 12-year career. Defenses not only feared his versatility, but his breakaway speed.
Jab, step, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Work done!
So where is work done now? Work's autobiography, Running for My Life, talks about his bouts with depression after his mother, a police officer, was shot to death when he was 18. In her memory, he started Homes for the Holidays. Work has helped more than 100 single-parent families achieve his mother's unfulfilled dream of owning a home.
Congratulations, here's my mother's dream.
Work done. Getting it done in a great way. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Bikers who swap donuts in the confine of their own garage know well the hassle of getting rid of the old rubber. Yes, it's true, Virginia. Some dudes don't mind recycling old rubber. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood and it follows as one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bye-bye.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We won't run secondhand rubber. The skinny 21-inch front donut on the Iron Horse chopper, owing to extended spring downtime, was over 2 years old and 60% worn, so a new one was ordered. A dude asked for the old skin, and we gave it to him. Next day, he got himself $40 for the used tire to be mounted on a big dog chopper. Don't be the dude who runs $40 tires at 90 miles an hour.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.